Hi, Joyce.
Oh, hi, Laura. This is Joyce. Hi, Laura. Can you hear me? Are you okay?
Yes, I can. I'm going to put you on speaker so Jody can hear you too. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on a second, Joyce.
Okay, sure.
Are you here?
An analysis of...
What is Joyce, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you, Judy.
Okay, before you give me an analysis of my account, I've got a question for you. I'm trying to do the customized request for review.
Okay.
And it's a little bit confusing. So I wrote a customized review that I was going to send to somebody. So in the body, I put email body, I wrote it, and then SMS body, I wrote the same thing. But it's not allowing me to send it. It's just saving it. I don't know how to send it out to somebody. I was testing it on my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Laura, regarding that one, it doesn't allow you to, to set it as is after you created the template. Okay, it's actually not the same as, you know, how you compose like messages on your, on the messaging system on your mobile device. So you'll have to create new template every time, okay, you wanted to customize your message. So how you send it is, going back to the reviews tab, you hit on the request review, and you should be able to see it, that template that you created. Yeah, you will see the template section.
I have the template section. I did it already. I wrote my own new title, and then I wrote the email. Subject, I put my husband's email address in there, and then email body. I wrote the same thing for email and SMS body, and then it looked like it saved it, but it didn't look like it sent because he didn't get it. So I don't, when I was doing with the default template, it was sending it. So something, I'm doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I'm in the dashboard right now. I mean, in the reviews tab. Yeah, I see a template that you created. So I see you name that template. Would you please do a review for me? And then in the email subject that you have there, Judy's you input Judy's email. So you have to put there the email subject. So this is. Okay, we will edit the email subject. Okay. So the email subject, Laura, what would you like me to put there?
It's not supposed to be his email address.
This is not for the email address. It is for the subject.
Well, then I guess, would you please do a review for me?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I will update that. Please do a review for me. Okay, I will save the changes. Okay. All right. Okay, so I need you to go back to the reviews tab, Laura.
Okay. Go back to the review tab. I just don't want to lose what I've done. Go back to the review tab.
Okay.
Hang on a second, Joyce. I'm going to take over here a little bit. So I'm on the page that says review request templates. Okay, and I have choices here that are going to start out with.
This fresh, she wants to go to the
review. You only go to the word review. Okay, so I open up the review, and there's zero reviews right now. I want to review. Request a review, is that what you want me to do?
Yes, that's right. So hit on the request review.
Okay, so it's default template, primary, or whatever. I'll just put my name.
Okay. So, you see the default template, right? And as you can see, there is like a drop down. You just need to tap or click on it and then find the template that you just created. You should be able to.
So hit the one for that. Okay, fine.
So yes. Over. Mm-hmm.
And I'll put my email. Okay.
You know, it says, it just says save. It doesn't contain a review URL and the email body. What does that mean? It doesn't contain review URL and email body.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, let me edit it for you again. Okay, so I'm going to ensure the review URL.
But am I going to be able to do that?
Yes, yeah, you should be able to do this. When you edit the template, you also see option like insert a variable. I'm going to insert your, I'm going to insert your business name and also the review URL.
I just, again, once we hang up, I'm going to be able to do this for my clients right now, excuse me.
Okay, yeah, you can try it. You can try now, Judy.
It still says it doesn't contain a URL.
Okay, try to refresh. Yeah, try to refresh the page.
Okay, it says it's been requested, so I guess we'll see if Jody gets it.
Okay, yeah.
Will it be coming as a text or as a email?
Yeah. If you both enter the phone number and email, yeah, you should receive it.
Should I send people both a text and an email?
Yeah, you should be able to do that. There are like two fields available for you. Mm-hmm.
Like for one, does it seem like overkill to ask them on email and on text? Because I have everyone's email and phone number. Mm-hmm. What do you
recommend? I think it would be best if we set it to both, Laura, because you know sometimes they're actively you know checking emails. You know, and, yes.
You got it to say Dear Dorothy?
No, it's just it's high right now.
Wait, what does it, isn't it the Dear Dorothy message?
No, it's just high.
Why does it
just
high?
Oh, here's the second.
Cool. Yeah, this is not the right one. This is a...
Okay. Did you...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Before you send... Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently it came through, but I just...
It says, hi Dorothy, I am updating my Google.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. Sure, what I wrote.
And then please rate me, and it has this link here, which I clicked on, and I have a few things. Okay, fine. It's there.
So now,
here's what it looks like. You want to see it?
Yeah, hold on a second.
This is what it looks like. You can tell everybody that you get 5 stars.
Okay, great. Now. Jody, I just need to be sure that I can do this when we hang up with Joyce. Do you know how?
Yeah, I think so. So we have to do the drop down. So here's the request.
So start to do review.
No. Hit the request review.
Review.
No, hit the request review.
Okay.
And then change the default to
would you do a review?
Right. And then fill her name in,
phone number, email,
and then send it to her.
Okay, so I'm gonna, but I, the thing is, I could do this. I'm gonna, but I want to change the body of the body copy for each one.
Yes, yes, I have to do that. Oh, Laura, you will have to do, you will have to go to the request template again, and then, yeah, once you send that review request to Dorothy, yeah, you make, you can edit, okay, the email body and also the SMS body. Just go back to the request template, and then from there, yeah, edit that. Would you please do a review for me template?
Why can't you just have a generic?
Yes.
I don't. You can change it. Okay. It's okay for me. I just need to know how to do request review, but it comes up. Can you go over here, Joe? Just stay here. It will help you a lot. Okay. If I go to this template, I can see what this do for me. Where do I change the body copy?
You can't change it. It's already good.
Where do I change the body copy then? That's what I'm trying to do. I go to a review again?
You go back to the request review. I mean, request templates, my bad. Okay, you go back to the request template. Yeah.
Where you got to find that? I've seen that before. Hold on. Okay, underneath here. A little. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, underneath QR code. So, yeah, request templates. It should be able to see both, right? The default template and also the, would you please do a review for me?
So email subject is, okay, and then each time I'm going to change it for the body copy because I want to change it to make it personal. I've only got like 10 I'm going to send out, so I don't mind doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I change it, then... I'm just lame at this stuff. What are you doing, Jim? You can't just cut and paste it. It's very personal. It's different for each person.
I just want to know how to do this easily. So we're coming. Joyce, on the default template here, you have default and primary on the very top one.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, Laura created this other one, would you please do a review for me, which is saying email body, and it says, Dear Dorothy. What Laura's trying to do is personalize each of these pieces. And so instead of saying, Dear Dorothy, she might say, Dear Jody, Dear Harry, whatever. Where do you edit? Is it, if at all, can you edit this, or is it locked on solid where you can't do it?
You can edit. Yeah, you can edit the template. Yeah, as soon as you're done, like, sending this request review to Dorothy, yes, you can edit the same template. Okay, change the name, change the email body, or change the SMS body. You see on the right-hand side, there is a three dots where the edit... Scan icon,
yeah.
Okay, you go there, edit, yeah, and make the update.
Okay, and then I go down and save it. So now it says my name instead. Okay, so that's how you do it. Okay.
Yes.
And do that. You have to go to the three dots and then do that. After we go back to that, do we have to refresh anything up on the top or not?
I do recommend that you refresh. Yeah, to make sure that, you know, the update.
So that we did that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do go to reviews, right?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And then we request a review, mm-hmm. and then we
template.
No, we already did that. I'm past that. And then we go here, and I go in and I do. Okay, and we send it here, and then we go over here, and we watch it. Okay. And we just sent one review out to Laura.
Okay.
And we'll see what comes up. It takes a minute or so to come back.
Okay.
Just change, waiting for it to come through.
Oh, there it is. Oh, it must be.
There it is right here. So here's your review. You're Jody, I'm a baby, blah, 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 and then you click on
so the link is automatically going to be in there.
Okay. All right,
yes,
so
that is correct.
So understanding this at this point, I get it. We have to go to request. We go to the page, we do review, we request review, but before we do that, we go to request template, go down here and hit the three dots, change the name, save it, and then we go back, we refresh it, and then we go back to
reviews,
and then we go back to request it, and we find it.
So yes.
On the face of this, it says total reviews is zero, but once reviews start coming in, they go in. What happens once these reviews come in, Joyce?
Okay, so when these reviews come in, Jody, you will see that at the bottom, okay? So the new reviews will not, like, reflect automatically to the dashboard, so we'll have to wait 24 hours, okay, for it to be, you know, fully reflect there. And once it's there, you can respond. Do you see automated replies at the top?
Do I see, what is it called?
Automated replies.
Automated replies, yes. That's right before QR code. You see it?
It's enabled. It's checked off enabled.
Yes. So automated replies, that is a new feature, okay, we have available in the reviews tab. So this is to help respond to whatever new reviews that comes in to your Google profile. So yeah, this AI will reply to the review within 24 to 48 hours.
But
if you don't want the AI to automatically respond to the review, you can disable it. You know, if you wanted to make everything personalized, you know, feel free to disable it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the other thing we got today, but it wasn't there just for a review because I can't get out of the screen. Something about my appeal was, you probably got it too. I sent it to you, Joe.
So Laura got this email earlier today that says, Google Business Review, your appeal was approved.
What does that mean?
Your appeal has been approved. I don't know what that's about.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for bringing that up, Laura. I was actually about to discuss that to you, though. So, something happened to your Google Business profile, okay, for some reason, some of the information were not accepted by Google, but our team managed to submit an appeal to Google, okay, to correct whatever that information, okay, Google thinks is wrong. So, yeah, they accepted our appeal, and now, everything is good. Okay, your Google Business profile is, again, verified.
Okay, whatever that means, though. I started to have people look at my Facebook page, but, I don't even, 37 people looked at it. I haven't gotten any messages. I'm not sure what's supposed to happen with that, but it's a little early, I guess. I have to go back and I haven't done anything with it for a while, so I'm working on my website, which I hope to have done in the next 2 weeks or so, and then I'll send that along.
Okay, yes, Laura. Yeah, I also do recommend, you know, if you do know how to check for, spam messages on Facebook, you can do that, because sometimes I think Facebook has a filter, okay, of...
Oh, I...
Hold on a second. Give me a...
Oh, okay. It's different for Facebook.